Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
So now I'm going to give a few teachings, just basic teachings about dreaming. So you can get a pen and paper out, make some notes, and then I'm going to go deeper inside the dreaming. Okay, so just to be clear with you, when I'm talking about dreams, I'm talking about those experiences when you fall asleep at night, your eyes are closed, and you dream. Some people dream during the day. We call those visions. And that's another whole experience. I want to be very clear about falling asleep and having nightly dreams. Why that is important is because in our tradition, in the Sangoma tradition, we look at those dreams because in that state when you are asleep, you are in a state of what I call tabula rasa. You are in the state of a blank slate. You're also in a state of, we say in Xhosa, tobekile. Tobekile means humility. So your ego has not been engaged. Your individual nature has not been engaged in the same way as when you are awake and moving around in the world. So for instance, your desires, your I, my, me desires are not being engaged in exactly the same way. Yes, you maybe have dreams where you are having lots of sex and there's lots of partying and things like that. That's natural. It's not a problem. But what I'm saying is you're not in the same state as when you are literally awake. So I'd like to encourage you to get a dream journal, get a pen and paper, get a little book, get a special book with good material and a good pen, have it by the side of your bed at night. And as soon as you wake up, if you have a predisposition to forgetting your dreams, I recommend that as soon as you wake up, you write your dreams down. And it's a good idea just to date the dream and also just to say where you had the dream. So if you are someone like me who travels around a lot, it's good to say, okay, America or South Africa or Ireland or wherever, Germany, because sometimes where you're dreaming, the place of your dreaming has an impact on your dreaming. So it's just a small little thing. So anyway, you've got your dream journal. You write the dream, start with a date and the place of your dream, and then give a theme to it. White horses, dragons, mystical Zen masters, African shamans. Whatever the theme is, whatever the feeling is, just give a little theme to it. It'll help you to remember the dream. And then you just write. Write out the feelings, what you saw. Keep it simple. Keep it brief. Stick with the image. Like poetry or like art. Look at the image and appreciate the image, like looking at a beautiful painting. Don't try and analyze in the beginning. Just write out what you see and then write out what you feel. And then afterwards you can reflect on it. Sometimes the dreams will be easy to talk about. Sometimes they'll be more difficult. So now I'd like to speak to you about the three different levels of dreaming and how to access them. Okay, so the first level of dreaming I talk about as the level of the mundane. The level of the mundane is where you have a dream which is just reflecting your daily life. So let's say you're going to the shops, you're buying groceries for your family, or you're buying clothes or whatever it is, or maybe you are reflecting on your work environment. You're in the IT industry and you're working on a particular software. Or whatever you do during the day, you have a dream which is similar to that. And you don't feel any spark of meaning or anything, but it's just an observation of what you're doing during the day. So I call that level one dream, okay? The level of the mundane, the earthly dream. Just write it out. It's got no meaning as such, but it's still important because it is giving you a window into your soul, okay? Now, the second level of dreaming, I call the level of psychology, okay, or the level of the emotions. So in that level of dreaming, it's basically where you will have a dream which is reflecting your emotional state. Maybe you're anxious, or maybe you're dealing with a breakup, or you're dealing with something traumatic that has happened to you in the past. So often this is the level of repetitive dreams. So when people get into a repetitive dream cycle, often they are working through old trauma, old hurts, old wounds. And you know when you get one of those dreams, we all know those dreams. They have a particular kind of emotional quality to them. They make you feel a little bit vulnerable, a little bit open. There's a little bit of a sting in it, and you're kind of going around in circles in some ways. Now, that level of dreaming is very helpful to, if you're stuck in repetitive dreams, it's very helpful to go and work with a therapist and give the story of the dream and see what the underlying emotional challenge is. Because wherever the challenge is, that's where your gift is. So it's something for you to work with. It's something for you to take note of. And if you are stuck at that level, for instance, if over a number of years you're getting the same repetitive dream and you don't know how to shift it, like I say, going to see a good therapist who is familiar with dreams and you feel comfortable with, it's a good idea to work with someone like that. Okay, so now let's move on to the third level of dreaming. The third level of dreaming I call the level of the mystic or the level of the shaman or the truth dream. And Xhosa will call it Mhlophe Amaphupha, which means the white dream, the teaching dream. So as a Sangoma, my job is to help people create or find those dreams. So my job in ceremonies is to bring on those kinds of dreams through prayer, through dancing, through working with plant medicine. Why? Because those dreams are the ones that connect you with the dream time. They connect you with your soul. They're very important dreams. Now, the quality of that dream is such that often those dreams might have a particular kind of quality of, there might be a white color, there might be a bluish tinge. But everyone is different. Everyone has a different dream blueprint. Like your fingerprint, everyone has a different dream print. So it's not good to compare yourself to others too much. But just know this, when you have a third level dream, when you have a mystical dream, one of those ways of knowing that you have that dream is your body will feel like it's connected to an electrical socket. Often when I have those dreams, I'll feel my spine feeling a sense of charge in my spine, like the hairs are standing up at the back of my neck. So it's a physical sensation for me. You might feel that you've touched another world. You might feel a sense of incredible, limitless potential or abundance. And you also might feel that you've had a nightmare. You've had a horrific experience, but you don't know what it is. You've touched something so sublime and so awe-inspiring that it's frightened you beyond belief. That can also be a third level dream. So the way you know that you've touched the face of God, face of the dream time, is the sense of awe, power, and humility all mixed together. Carl Jung speaks about that as a sense of numinosity. The noumenon is the sense of godliness or the sense of awe, or the sense of something beyond the ordinary. So we all have those experiences from time to time. Some people, like Sangomas, like shamans, we will have those experiences more than the ordinary person. And the reason is quite simply because it's our job. Okay, it doesn't make us better than anyone else. Everyone is equal. Everyone has their job in the world. And sometimes when you have a lot of these dreams, like I do, it can also make your daily life quite difficult. So with a big gift comes big responsibility. So I don't want you to glamorize the mystical or the mystical dream either. Okay. What's most important? What is your dream? Okay, so I'm giving you some guidelines so you can get a sense of what kind of dream you are receiving at night. Is it the mundane where you don't really get a meaning? It's reflecting your everyday life. Is it psychological or emotional, where you are dealing with old hurts and old injuries and relationships? Or are you receiving something sublime and mystical where you're feeling maybe afraid, or you're feeling something awe-inspiring or magical? So in the third level of dreaming, I just want to say another thing about it, and that is, you, in that level of dreaming, there might just be a quiet voice that rings like a bell inside of you. It might be an image. It might be something very soft and gentle. That's why you have to be very vigilant and mindful about what kind of dreams you are receiving, so that you receive the teachings that you need to receive. So every person is a child of the dream time, which means we are all equipped with the information we need to reach our fullest potential. How do you know that? Look outside the window. Look at the birds. Look at the sparrows. Look at the robins. Look at the seagulls. They all have everything they need to survive in the world. If a simple sparrow or a simple robin can survive in the natural world, being so delicate and so fragile, if they can survive, then so can you. If they can connect with the natural world, then so can you. And you must. All it requires is a radical form of listening. To radically listen means to look into your own wilderness, to look at your dreams. So this third level of dreaming, this mystical dreaming, is where you receive teachings on how you can connect more deeply with your spirit and with the world around you. And if you are receiving dreams about other people and their truth dreams, i.e., those dreams come true, then is a sign that you have a particular kind of gift with dreams, and that can be quite scary as well. So I always like to say to people, the rule of thumb with having dreams and prophetic dreams, if you have it about someone or a close friend, you need to ask them for permission to tell them, because it can sometimes be quite unsettling for someone to have a dream about you that comes true. You need to be very careful with how you tell your dreams to others. So that includes all dreams. It's good to share your dreams with family members and friends, but beware of who you share your dreams with. Why? Because it's the most sacred thing you have. It's very, very important that those people you share your dreams with respect the dream space, and they don't dismiss them or belittle them or see it as mumbo jumbo and nonsense. If your family or friends have that attitude, don't share your dreams with them, please. You want to share your dreams with people who want to listen, who are interested, who have a sense of respect and love for that space. Because as you do that, then your dream world is going to start flowering and blossoming. If you share it with people who are dismissive, or maybe laugh or make a dismissive joke or belittling in some way, or make it all funny, but it's not respectful, then what starts to happen, your spirit starts to contract a little bit, and you don't feel safe on some level to share these spiritual experiences with them. So I believe dream groups are very important, because sometimes once you develop a dream group, which is a group of friends who share their dreams together, once you start developing that, it's not uncommon for your friends to have dreams about you and for you to have dreams about them. So it's a way of sharing and helping each other in a very deep, in a very human way, and in a very spiritual way. But in order to have a dream group, there needs to be an atmosphere of confidentiality and an atmosphere of respect, and also a space where the dreamer is always respected. So what does that mean? It means that when you have a dream about a friend, it's still your dream. And it's up to the person you've dreamt about to say, yes, that makes sense to me, or no, it doesn't, because ultimately it's your dream. So it might reflect certain things inside of you. It might not be the truth. So the first thing you do is when you're having a dream about someone, you ask them for permission to tell the dream. So you have a dream about a friend and you think it's a truth dream. It's talking about their life in a truthful way. You ask them if you can share the dream first, and depending on what they say, then you share it. And then bear in mind that it's still your dream. And your friend can say, yes, that's true or not. Okay. So these dream groups are really encouraged. And I think it's a way for us to help each other on a very fundamental level. So going back to the three states of dreaming, it's not uncommon to have one dream which has all aspects and all stages or levels of the dreaming within it. So you might have the mundane, you might have the repetitive dreams or psychological, emotional, and then you might have something very prophetic or very mystical in there, which is giving you the key to open the door to the next level of your spiritual growth. So you're looking at that dream like a painting, and your job as the dreamer is to see what is the key. What is the key? Is that aspect of the dream which is going to open you up to another level of your spiritual growth. It could be an image, it could be a word, it could be something within that dream. So you know that you've had one of those dreams, because often when I've received a dream like that, it'll be in three different parts, like a play. Call it scene one, scene two, and scene three. And some aspect of the scene of the play is just the mundane. It's just showing my life. But I know that I've got a key there somewhere. There's something there that is mystical, that's prophetic, that's opening me up to higher spiritual awareness. I know that there's some aspect of the third level dreaming there, because I'm feeling some sense of ignition inside my spine. Something has been activated. So I'm looking very carefully. I'm stalking like a hunter. Like a leopard in the bush, I am stalking, I am hunting my dream. Be aware. Be vigilant. Because there's one aspect inside that dream which is going to open the door to your spiritual growth. What is it? What is it? Be the hunter. Track. As a hunter, we are tracking. Every human being is a dream navigator. But sadly, most of us have lost the art of dreaming. Part of my job is to teach people how to reclaim that art, how to become dream navigators and trackers once again. So you're looking at your dream. Where is the key? Track it, feel it. Let your whole body open like a leopard and feel with your whole spine. It might be a voice, it might be an image. So I liken this to video games. In the 80s, my brother and I used to love playing these arcade games. We'd play for hours. And there's always one stage after the next. One screen after the next. In order for you to go to the next screen, you have to find the keys. You have to find those hidden keys and access them. And then you're given certain skills or gifts and you're able to go to the next screen. It's a bit like that with the dreaming. That's my experience. And that's what makes it so magical and so beautiful. And I encourage you to have the mindset of a tracker, of a navigator. I encourage you to treat this seriously. Okay, so one dream might have aspects of all three of these elements. And also, you might have just one dream, which is just one of those levels. Often, in my experience, you'll get dreams which have all three. And then it just requires a little bit of tracking, a little bit of mindfulness, a little bit of feeling. So You've had the dream. You've had the experience. And the third level of dream, or the third level of dreaming, the mystical dream, maybe you've been shown that you need to go somewhere, or you need to go and get something, or you've been given some kind of instruction. Something very simple. I'll just give you a simple, simple, simple example. Years ago, I had a dream where I needed to take some vitamin B and some calcium vitamins. That's it. So automatically I did that because it was simple for me to do. And then I had another dream which was a little bit more complex. So what happens with people, it's almost like the great dreamer is testing us. As you listen to your dreams, you will get more profound dreams. They'll start to get deeper and more mystical as you listen to them. It's almost like a plant that you water starts to grow and get stronger and bigger. So with your dreams, they grow and get more dynamic the more you listen to them. So if you are shown, for instance, to go and travel somewhere, let's say, because you need to make contact with maybe another part of you, like your ancestors. For instance, with me in the early days when I started my apprenticeship with my teacher in South Africa, my first year of apprenticeship, I was given a dream where I saw myself on a boat in Ireland, close to Dublin. And I saw some of my family members on that boat and they were calling out to me. And when I woke up, it was very clear for me that I needed to go to Ireland and I needed to make contact with my mother's family in Dublin because it was holding something there for me. There was some kind of discovery or there was something that I had to do. Now, if I had not listened to that dream, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Fortunately, I listened to that dream, which was calling me on a very powerful and a very difficult pilgrimage to another part of the world. So even though I'm half Irish, I wasn't brought up in Ireland. I was brought up in South Africa. So I'm not that familiar with Ireland. Well, I wasn't in those days. I am now. So fortunately, I listened to that dream. I went over to Ireland and I had a very difficult time, but I also had a very magical time. And as the years went on, it became my second home and it taught me so much about myself and about my gift, all my gifts actually. So the point I'm making is because I listened to that dream calling me to Ireland, I became the man I am today. So the same for you. If you don't listen to your dreams, you are stunting your own growth as a person. As you listen to your dreams, you also need to be courageous because maybe you will be pulled outside your comfort zone. And that is normal because that's all about pilgrimage. Your spirits, your dreams, the great dreamer will come to you and show you how you can become the person you're meant to become and greater than that. They will show you automatically the blueprint of your life. Why? Because we are children of nature. As the salmon swims upstream through all the challenges and all the rapids, so you too will be given the dreams that you need to be given to reach your fullest potential. So the dreams I've had now are pilgrimages all around the world. And again, I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't listen to these dreams. So I encourage you to listen very, very carefully to the dreams and to write them out. Now, I want to speak a little bit about ancestry and how you can connect with your bloodline and understand your own bloodline through looking at your dreams. Now, this is particularly relevant to people in, say, North America who've come from Europe, but they don't know their people. How do you get to know your own people through just looking at your dreams? And maybe you've been adopted. Maybe you don't know who your mom and dad are. Maybe you feel a little bit lost in terms of your ancestry. My answer to you is, don't worry. Look at the dreams that you have. Okay. So, what do you look out for? the landscape of your dreams. That simple. Do you dream about the snow, the forest, the sea, the jungle, urban environments, the desert, all the habitats of man? Caves, mountains, sea, river, desert. And also science fiction? Do you dream about animals? What kinds of animals? Insects? Mammals? Sea animals? Land animals? All of this is speaking about something. Generally, the landscape of your dreams reflects your bloodline, your ancestry. Not maybe, not possibly, definitely. Why? Because your ancestors leave an echo inside of you, and that echo is your blood and your DNA. How do you listen to that echo? Comes in your dreams. How do I know that? I've experienced it. I was brought up in South Africa. How would I know about the landscape of Ireland? I dreamt about it before I went there. Sure, I was there as a baby, and then at the last time when I was 6 or 7 years old, and then that was it until 20 years later when I went at the age of 26. But I had these dreams where I saw the landscape and I felt the energy of the land. So I'll have four different kinds of dreams, landscape dreams that denote the ancestors I'm working with. So my mother's people, my father's people, and then my adopted ancestors, my teacher, and then Xhosa, Ngwevu, and her husband, Sogwini. And then also actually more than four, then I've got five because of my Zen background. So if you've been adopted by a lineage or a spiritual tradition or a family, you will also receive dreams about that particular lineage or that particular family. Why? Because it's the echo of the ancestors in your blood. So even if you're not connected in blood, there's still an auric or spiritual resonance that leaves an echo, a vibration that you absorb when you become close to people. So these are the things that you need to watch out for. And when it happens, and you see or note the landscape of your dreams, you just make a little note in your diary and just write it out. Okay, that's great. So we spoke about the landscape and ancestors. So you know about your ancestors and how to access your people and feel your people. Because once you feel those dreams, breathe into it. And you don't need to have names and dates. Dreams often don't work like that. But just feel that landscape and write it down. Now, the next thing, I just want to say a couple of things around the pitfalls or difficulties around dreaming and what you need to be careful of. So one of the mistakes I made, because I'm such a prolific dreamer, that I started to literalize my dreams. So what does that mean, to literalize your dreams? It means to see your dreams that you're having at night as always having to reflect or show some prophetic energy in your day-to-day life. So I had a lot of prophetic dreams, and the challenge for me was to look at each of my dreams in a fresh way. But I didn't do that. I started to see all my dreams in a prophetic way, which meant that in my daily life, I kind of thought that things would be developing in a certain way that I saw in the dreams, and they didn't. They didn't. And I remember once having a dream, I can share this with you, where I was doing a retreat in the desert somewhere in South Africa, and I saw in my dream this whirlwind. And in reality, we would actually have these whirlwinds on the farm. We have these very strong winds. And anyway, in the dream, it reflected that there was this whirlwind. And then I saw a man entering the whirlwind, and he had this top hat on, like a cowboy. He looked a bit like a jester or some kind of trickster figure. And he turned to me in the dream and he said, "Don't believe all the dream images." And I woke up. It was an incredible teaching for me, because that's what I was starting to do. It's a kind of a madness that happens with people who have very prophetic dreams. We start to see everything in that way. And we can't. We have to be very careful. Because the dreams that we get at night are riddles. Now I'm a lot more careful with my dreaming. I listen to the dreams in a different way. And I don't see every dream I have as being prophetic. Because I've gone through the process and my initiations and I've grown up. So my warning to you is look for the signs of truth and prophecy, signs of pointing you in the direction of your spirit, of your people, of helping you to wake up. And then follow those signs, but also be aware that the dream space is also a trickster space, full of riddles. So you need to be courageous. And sometimes it's trial and error. Sometimes mistakes will be made because you will think that you're going in the right direction. And then you will find that you need to alter your course slightly. That's all part of the dream process. It's like navigating a ship. You go out into the sea and there's calm waters and you know exactly where you're going. Suddenly there's a storm and you end up somewhere else. That is not wrong. That is not a mistake. That's just part of nature. So what do you do in that situation when you're out at sea? You put the sails up, or maybe you change the engine, or you just take a moment, you re-navigate, collect yourself, center yourself, and then you change your course. So it's the same thing with dreaming. Just become aware of your dreams, being aware that it is a space of mystery, it's a space of riddles, and often we don't know all the answers. And that's why I love it. And that's why I think it's very important. Because in our daily lives, we like to have everything clear. Especially in the Western world, people like to cross the T's and dot the I's and have everything exact. But in the dream space, it's not like that. It's a space of chaos. It's a space of mystery. It's a space of creativity. And that's why we need to look very deeply there. So, I want to speak a little bit more now about dreaming in terms of people who are struggling to dream. They're struggling to remember their dreams. And if you struggle to remember your dreams, don't worry. A lot of people struggle to remember their dreams. I'm going to give you a few simple tips on how you can start to remember your dreams more. They're very simple. But they do require an aspect of doing and paying attention. So if this is an important path for you and something you want to rediscover, make that clear intention and then make the necessary action. Okay, so here we go. The first thing I recommend to people is to have a dream journal where you write the dreams out. And even if you don't remember exactly what happened at night, but you wake up with a kind of a feeling or an emotion, just write out the feeling and the emotion. And then as time goes by, you might remember one image or one color. Just write that out. The more you do this, the more you start to open a window into that world. The next thing I also recommend is that you make a very, very clear intention. Before you go to sleep at night, maybe do some prayers or light some incense, or go down on your knees, or listen to your heartbeat. Do some prayers in your own way, calling on a dream or calling on remembering your dreams. The next thing, I want you to look at your life in terms of just before you go to sleep at night. Do you spend a lot of time in the computer? Do you have a very busy life so you go straight from being busy to going to bed? Watch that. What I recommend that you do then is that you give yourself a little bit of downtime before you go to sleep and try not to look at too many screens, say computer screens. Maybe have a bath, use a little bit of Epsom salts. That's very, very good to help you to dream because it's got a lot of magnesium in it. So an Epsom salt bath is very helpful. Or you can make a foot bath with that where you put your feet in Epsom salts. Rest. Allow yourself to rest for at least 2 hours before you go to sleep. Maybe listen to some music, maybe watch a movie, read a book or a magazine. Try not to do anything work-related at least 2 hours before you go to sleep. And then make some time to set an intention to remember your dreams. And then when you wake up in the morning, make sure when you wake up that you don't have to rush in terms of have a shower, have breakfast, and then dash out the door. Give yourself a little bit of time to integrate the dream space. Because what happens to a lot of people who lead very, very busy lives, as they wake up, they have to run so fast to enter the day that they don't give themselves a chance to remember their dreams. So the going to bed is important and the waking up is also important in terms of helping you to remember your dreams. So just watch out for that. Maybe it means you need to change the pattern of your life a little bit. Because let's remember, all of life is a pattern. As a Sangoma, my job is to throw the bones for people. And what am I doing? I'm actually reading the pattern of people's lives, the habitual pattern of people's physical lives. I'm reading that. I'm tracking it as I throw the bones. So in order for you to open yourself up to a greater dreaming experience, you need to change the pattern of your life a little bit more. How are you going to sleep? How are you waking up? And then also, it's very important in order to give yourself an opportunity to remember your dreams, to actually have enough sleep time. I normally recommend at least 7 or 8 hours of solid sleep time in order for you to remember your dreams. So one of the things I loved about living in Ireland was a lot of my friends love to sleep and they love to dream. And in the house shares that I had, it wasn't unusual for all of us to sleep until, say, 10 o'clock on a Sunday or whatever, or 11 o'clock. And we all slept, rested, played music, and dreamt because we all love to sleep. So it's also important that you enjoy sleeping and you give yourself a chance to sleep enough. Maybe during the week, you only get 7 hours sleep. Then make sure that you give yourself time on, say, Sunday, one day a week, where you don't put the alarm clock on, where you just allow yourself to sleep. Because often what happens there is you will go into a space of lots of dreams coming through. Okay, so another way to help you remember dreams that I've come across is making sure that you have enough vitamin B in your diet. And if you don't, then you can get some vitamin B complex pills, especially vitamin B12. Okay, so vitamin B12 is very helpful for dreaming, and also magnesium, and you can get that with Epsom salts. So these are some of the tips or techniques I have for you to help you to remember your dreams. And I just want to add one more thing, and that is exercise. You know, the word exercise comes from the Latin word exorcise, which means to get rid of demons, to get rid of negativity. So one of the ways that we get the dreams in such a strong way as Sangomas, and that is through dancing. We do lots of very high energy dancing, which helps to ground us and bring us into the earth and open our feet. And as we do that, it facilitates a deeper form of dreaming. So I encourage you to also exercise. You can go to the gym. You can go onto the treadmill, for example. And I find when my heartbeat goes over 130 beats a minute, just for me, I enter this kind of trance state. And when I do that, I start to sweat a lot, I start to release a lot, and that also helps me to remember my dreams. You might want to go for a sauna. Saunas are very good because it helps you to rest and relax and sweat and get rid of toxins. And when you do that, you can also put a bit of eucalyptus oil on the sauna, a bit of menthol, a bit of pine, a bit of cedar. All these things help to detox your system. So if the body is full of toxicity and you haven't rested enough, you're going to be shutting down somewhere. It's going to be hard for you to open. So to open your heart, to open the channel of dreaming, you need to relax. So anything to help you to relax is going to help you to dream. So maybe it's going out with friends. Maybe it's a bit of socializing. Maybe it's dancing. Exercise, I find very, very helpful. Looking at your diet. Making sure that the food you're eating is good, healthy food. So make sure that you, if you want to connect with nature, you need to ingest nature, which means greens, plants, not too much processed foods. So these are things to look out for in terms of helping you to dream. But the most important thing is the intention. Do you want to remember your dreams? And if you do, make that intention very clear and very strong, and then have your dream diary or dream journal close to you. So I'm going to lead you in a little meditation now, a meditation to help you connect with your dreams. So here we go. Sitting up, feeling your spine, feeling the breath and the wind of life moving through you, feeling your heartbeat, feeling the pulse and pound of your own heart. Speaking to your heart, saying to your heart, show me a dream to open the road for me. Help me to connect with my essence. Just a short, clear intention, and then let go, breathing. Calling on the great dreamer, the space from whence all of life comes from, talking directly to that sense, that spirit, that consciousness. The bigger the prayer, the greater the ripple in the pond of life. And the quicker the resonance in terms of you receiving the help you need, or in terms of you receiving the dream you need. Here's the riddle. You can ask for a dream, but don't expect a dream. The most important is to open yourself to the possibility of greater dreaming, and then to let go, surrender. So you're opening your body, you're opening your heart, you're opening your spine, and you're calling on the great dreamer to educate you. The word educate comes from the Latin word educatio, which means to open. So call on the great dreamer to educate you. But I need to put in a little disclaimer there. If you're asking to be educated, don't be afraid of the nightmares that you may receive, because that's all part. It's all part and parcel of connecting with Mother Nature. Don't be attached to the sweetness and the love and light and the good experiences. Be open to whatever you receive, and when you receive it, even a nightmare, give thanks to that, because you are starting to remember and connect with who you are. So breathing in, breathing out, feeling the little dreamer below your belly button, the little dancer. Feeling Feel your heartbeat even in your fingertips. Breathing in through the crown of your head, inviting the wind of life into your spine, into your heart, inviting the Earth Mother and Father to hold you, inviting the Great Dreamer to offer you a dream that can help unlock your spiritual destiny. If you do it from a humble and pure and clear heart, anything is possible. But do not be attached to whether you receive a dream or not. Just make a small, humble prayer. Drop it into your heart space and then let go. Feel the leopard growl beneath your belly button. Connecting with that little dancer, that little dreamer beneath your belly button. So, whatever dream you receive, give thanks to the Great Dreamer. Whatever instructions or messages you receive, give thanks to the Great Dreamer. And know this, that as you listen to your dreams, you are serving the Great Dreamer and you are also serving humanity. You are not being selfish when you listen to your dreams and you follow the instructions therein. When they come from a humble place, you will feel it inside you. And as you listen to it, so you'll be serving the Great Dreamer. So you'll be serving life. I wish you well on this journey, and I send you a blessing. I'm going to chant, a special chant, a medicine chant, to help you, to help open the road for you.
Una mandela wama, una manla,
Una manla, una mandela wama, una manla, una manla, una mandela wama. O tipo wamo, o tipo wamo, o tipo wamo, o tipo wamo yembo, o tipo wam, o tipo wam, o tipo wamo yembo, o tipo wam, o tipo wam, abazali wam. Abazali bam bam bam, abazali bam, abazali bam, abazali bam oh himbo, abazali bam oh, abazali bam oh, abazali bam oh himbo, abazali bam oh, abazali bam oh, abazali bam oh, masiembo. Masiembo, oh masiembo hembo, oh masiembo, oh masiembo, oh masiembo, oh masiembo hembo, oh amapupa, oh amapupa, oh amapupa, amapupa, oh masiembo, oh masiembo, oh masiembo. O tipo amo hembo, o tipo amo, o tipo am, o tipo am, o tipo am, o tipo am, o tipo amo am am am, o tipo am.
O si angola matrico, o si si angola kamata, si angola mama, si angola basali bam. Siang ngolan dwe ndwe. Masiambe ndwe ndwe. Siang ngolan mama. Mama mkulu. Uiza abu mama mkulu. Siang ngol izin yanya. Siang ngol izin yanya zabo. Vukani. Vukani vukani. Masiambe. Masiambe masitandaza. Uvulin lele tiko am. Uvulin lele abazali bam. Fundisa abantu kuphupha, fundisa abantu kumkhumbula, fundisa abantu kuhamba ngqo, ukumamelani, umoya, ngomoya, mamelani, vukani. I call on the great spirit, the great dreamer. I honor and praise you. I honor and praise the ancestors. I honor and praise the guardians and wisdom keepers of this world, of this realm. And I call on you, I call on you to help the people to wake up, to help humanity to wake up, to help the people, to help people to remember who they are, to help them to connect to their destiny, to help them to connect to all their relations in this world and the next. For our responsibility as human beings is to remember our dreams and to remember who we are and to remember where we came from. As we remember where we came from, so we'll understand who we are. And so, as we understand who we are, we will know where we are going. I wish you luck with your dreaming. I wish you courage. May you believe in yourself. May you believe in the wilderness inside yourself. May you occupy it completely. May you pray your pain. May you feel your heartbeat. May you connect with your bones and your blood. May you call on your ancestors in this world and the next. May you honor the gift of life through your mother and father. And may you be courageous and stand as a spiritual warrior and feel all your feelings, no matter how dark they may seem,
May you occupy your inner world completely. And when your spirits speak, may you listen with dignity and take the right action and the right steps forward. Dyangqola wen, Dyangqola izinyanya zabo. I honor and praise you, and I honor and praise your ancestors. Ndabiza uThixo neyamanyange. I call on the Great Spirit and the ancestors of all of us. Ukuvulunlela. Igama lami uThixo Ndaba, Tommy Mhlophe Kankyamba, Hey Jock, Inu Yengwe, Gogomoya, John Keith Kelly Lockley, Ndiyanqola, Abazali bam, Ndiyanqola Kelly ne Lockley ne Banville ne Barmain ne Toskin ne Holden, Ndiyanqola Mam Gwevu, Ndiyanqola Magqirh, Ndiyanqola Mawab, Ndiyanqola Tedekais, Ndiyanqola Gons ne Stofile, Ndiyanqola Tedesugwini, Ndiyanqola Dabash, Ndiyanqola Javomf, Ndiyanqola Tsotsa ne Toyi, Ndiyanqola Tedebongkani, Ndiyanqola Kredemutwa, Ndiyanqola Makosi, Ndiyanqola Gogo Nobanila, Ndiyanqola Gogo Zamani, Ndiyanqola Gogo Moya Wezwa, Ndiyanqola Gogo Gumbai Bai, Ndiyanqola Gogo Madumalan, Ndiyanqola Magqirh, Ndiyanqola Bana Badala, Ndiyanqola Amazen, Ndiyanqola Subong Sunsa, De Sunsinim Kubong Sunsa. Uvunilela manyange, uvunilela Thixo wam, nceda bantu kuvuka, nceda bantu kuhamba ngqo, nceda bantu kukhumbula ubuntu ubunzulu. So, I honor and praise my own ancestors and I say my name, John Keith Kelly Lockley. My name is John Keith Kelly Lockley. Uthingulo Ndaba and Tom Shrobek and Kiamahe Jok in Luyengu Gogomoya. I say all my names and I honor and praise my ancestors, the Kellys and the Lockleys, and my teacher, Mam Gwevu and Tadasugwini, Gogo Nobinila, Gogo Zamani, Gogo Moya Wezwe, Gogo Mbai Bai, Gogo Madumalan. I honor and praise all my ancestors and all my teachers in this world and the next, including my Zen teachers. And I call on all of us to remember our humanity. I call on my ancestors and spirits and guardians to help us to remember our humanity and to take the necessary steps forward with dignity and grace. Thank you.
Devils and gods, now that's an idea. But if we believe that it's they who decide, that's the ultimate detractor of crimes. 'Cause devils and gods, they are you and I. Devils and gods, they are you and I. Devils and gods, safe and inside.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.